Kids YouTuber Ms. Rachel faces backlash for Pride Month video. By Olivia Rondo on June 3, 2024. Popular child education YouTuber Ms. Rachel has garnered backlash for promoting Pride Month to her millions of young social media followers. Ms. Rachel, whose real identity is 41-year-old Rachel Acuruso, has amassed more than 10 million followers on what she calls her toddler learning YouTube channel and nearly 5 million on TikTok, where the controversial video has been viewed more than 3 million times. "Happy Pride to all of our wonderful family and friends," said Acuruso, wearing a rainbow-striped outfit. "This month and every month, I celebrate you. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're exactly who you are." To those who are going to comment they can't watch the show anymore because of this support, "No worries and much love your way. God bless," the childhood educator said. "I am not chasing fame or views. I'm standing strong in love." Acuruso, who is also a children's author and has books and clothing being sold at Target, upset quite a few parents who were taken aback by gender and sexuality being mentioned on a channel geared towards toddlers. "This is a message to conservative parents. She doesn't want your business. You should respond accordingly," said Daily Wire commentator and father Matt Walsh on X. The post-millennial also noticed that Acuruso had even invited controversial transgender TikToker Dylan Mulvaney to come on her show. Conservative commentator Bradley Brewer, also a dad, called Acuruso's agenda evil. "Ms. Rachel's show is for children so young they're just learning to talk, sub 3 years old. Why is she pushing this and inviting the likes of Dylan Mulvaney on? It's vastly evil and inappropriate," he wrote on X. Journalist Lips of TikTok also joined in, saying, "Doing my part to spread awareness so parents know what Ms. Rachel stands for. She says she doesn't want your business if you don't subscribe to the child MTIET on cult," the account wrote. "Pass it on." Connor Kavanaugh of the Western Journal said that with such a large and impressionable audience, it's crucial for Acuruso to be extremely careful with what she decides to cover.